Hey, everybody, welcome back to another adventure podcast of Everything from A to Z. Of course, I am your host, Ari Zucker. I am driving in the car, but I am not using my own hands because I've got one here on the wheel, one on my microphone, and doing a little road trip with my daughter. So she is helping me out, and I'm really excited about being a soccer mom, I have to say, because we are traveling some really beautiful parts of the world right now. And today on our very, very special trip, not only do you have the beautiful snow-capped mountains behind me, we are going to Twin Falls, Idaho. Shoshone. I want to say Shoshone, but that's probably wrong. Many of you who are listening have probably been to the Shoshone Falls. We're headed there right now to do a little touristy, exciting time for mommy-daughter time, I should say. Once we get there, you'll get to see the majestic beauty of these waterfalls, which, by the way, I hear is bigger than Niagara Falls. It is, here, ready for me to be a nerd? It's 212 feet high and 900 feet wide, which is the largest waterfall in the United States. You're welcome. I'm a little excited to share with you, because I'm going to start out with my questions ahead of time, because if you saw my first adventure podcast, where I was doing some healing by actually going to the places that I advocate for, which is a drive. I have to get in the car, and it's a lot of effort to take time, but there's a lot of healing that we talked about when you're doing that for yourself. So I wanted to start off with a couple of questions for yourself if you're going through a transition, moving through change, or still healing, because healing takes a long time for a lot of us. So a couple of the questions that I was thinking of, and I'll start off with three, is what can you do for yourself? What can you do for yourself to get yourself through trauma or change or movement or anything that you want to get through in your life? Who do you want to be while you're going through it? Do you want to stay an introvert? Do you want to live in fear? Or do you want to just try to grab the bull by the horns? It's not the greatest saying, but and do things that are scary. And how will you handle the sense memories of any kind of trauma or fear that you may have while you're breaking your habits to get to this new place, these new goals that you want to be at in your life? Okay, so I'm going to give you those questions to kind of ponder with, and then we'll see you at the waterfall. I'm really super excited. Okay. See you soon. I hope you enjoy this beautiful view we have here, and hang tight.
Taloha. What adventure makes you feel most alive? Adventure comes in all forms. We're grateful to all of you who live and share the spirit of adventure. Together, let's elevate the world. Taloha.
Taloha, everyone. I'm really excited to sneak up on this incredible waterfall and share with you. Right now, we're in the quiet zone, and I'm heading on up to share with you this unbelievable phenomenon. I absolutely love waterfalls. I think, you know, waters is, it's so pure, and it just, the ions in it, it gives us so much energy. I know that's why people love going to the beach and things like that, but wait till you see what I'm about to see. And by the way, this isn't too shabby either. Quiet. It's going to get really loud, okay? I feel like a little bit like Superman, Lois Lane. I'm going to be like Lois Lane out by the waterfall. Ooh, it's going to be the incredible Shoshone Falls. Look at these. So I'm flipping this around right now because I want you to see the massive, massive falls right here. I mean, it's just roaring. It is so unbelievably cool. And you know what? This just doesn't do it justice unless you're here, which is so cool. It's magical. Isn't that absolutely incredible? So remember, we were talking about getting outside of yourself. Like, what can you do for yourself to help with your challenges? Well, get outdoors. This is one thing that Sean and I always talk about, Aloha Life Coaching, him especially, is get outside. Helps you find yourself. So get outside of yourself, especially when you're suffering in trauma. And trauma is my number one thing right now, only because I know it too well, from recent things that happened in my life to things that happened when I was younger. And these are such beautiful ways to realize that, man, we can do so much more. All right, so I'm taking you down the hill to another piece right now because I want to just walk and share with you. You know, I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, do this, try this, get out there. I'm doing it physically. This is why I want to get out and do these adventure podcasts for you, because I want you to, I want to show you that it's possible. And I will share something with you because I know a lot of the times, you know, we don't share enough. Sharing is, can be really, really scary. And I'll tell you, when I was pushed out of my job of 26 years without any communication, just imagine it as like a marriage or just being somewhere for 26 years and they just decided they don't want to talk to you anymore. You're done. I would imagine there's some of you that have felt that or had some other kind of trauma in your life, but it took me about 6 weeks to pull it together. It took me about 6 weeks to go, what in the heck am I going to do with myself? How am I going to heal? How am I going to get through this process? And what am I going to do next? And it's really, it's not easy to admit. It's not easy to admit that, you know, everyone thinks you're so strong. And yeah, it takes courage. It takes courage to get up and do the right thing. And it also takes courage to figure out what you're going to do next. And so I decided that, you know what, sharing this journey with you is really going to be, it is already healing for me. It's healing for being, for me being with my family and doing more in my life that, and realizing that there are so many things that are much bigger than I am. Like I said earlier, the problems when you're in the moment don't seem as big when you're in a place like this. Don't get me wrong, healing takes a really long time. A really long time. But if you can find a way to push through it, who are you going to be while you're changing, while you're getting through it? Who, what kind of person do you want to be? Do you want to work inwardly or do you want to move outwardly and be adventurous and try it? Because you know what? At least you're trying. I always figure you can always say you tried and you tried different things. One of those things is going to stick. I just wanted to do a great little wrap up of this past adventure podcast in Twin Falls, Idaho. And I wanted to just come back around with the questions I had asked at the very, very beginning when we were traveling about what can you do for yourself to change your life, to get out of the trauma that you're in? And who do you want to be when you're going through that process? And what can you do for yourself when those messages that you send yourself that are really, really negative, what can you do for yourself to stop them from happening while you're going through this change? Because I know every day you can have a good day, you can have a bad day, you can wake up one day and go, oh my God, I'm gone, it's all gone, I'm cured, and then wake up the following day and just be a mess again. So how can you help yourself get through those very tough days and lift yourself up off the floor? My suggestion is always to put on those sneakers or shoes or whatever you can do or wherever you are, whatever state you're in, and get outside. Get outside, take that breath, get up, move around, whatever it is. We have to move. You have to keep moving and you have to do more for yourself. And so keep asking yourself those three questions while you're moving through this. Or even if it's a minor trauma, even if it's just a breakup or you're dealing with friend issues or, you know, issues at home, what can you do for yourself? And I really appreciate all your time and you watching these adventure podcasts and things that you can do for you. And as I go through them and learn as well, I'm doing a lot of work on how the mind operates and how you can really adjust by just retraining your thoughts about yourself. So thank you so much for listening to Everything from A to Z. I can't wait for my next podcast journey with you. If you haven't yet, give me a follow on TikTok at AlohaLife22 and also Instagram at AlohaLifeCoaching, and we are AlohaLife on Twitter, on X as well. And I hope you keep listening. So thanks so much. Here we go. On to the next journey. Okay. Bye for now.